one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight, broadcasting from the origination of the soccer in Rochester, New York, the Italian American Sport Club. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us. We have two special guests tonight. At 7 o'clock, we'll be joined by Rhinos head coach Jesse Myers, and there may be some breaking news we may have on the show this evening, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And then at 7:15, we'll be hearing from Rochester Lancers defender, U.S. Futsal International, Penn State alum, and two-time cancer survivor Grady Renfro. We will definitely have him on this week. Fortunately, last week, the Lancers practice at the Blue Cross Arena went a little long, so we're not able to have him on, but we will have him on tonight's show. And now here's our host, who will be one of the men inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame this Saturday night at the Blue Cross Arena before the Lancers face the Syracuse Silver Knights, Joe Sirianni. And Joe, now I know you've had a little bit of vino tonight because we're having a little dinner here at the Sport Club, so you know I don't want to have to pot you down, so be careful.
Well, Andrew, thank you very much for the intro, and thank you for the nice compliment for me being inducted to the Lancer Hall of Fame.
Wall of Fame.
And, you know, it goes, I really don't know how to explain the whole thing, but it goes, a lot of gratitude and a lot of kudos go to Sacre San Fantuso. I think that for all the people that had some doubts about the Lancer logo, the Lancer's name, and the Lancer, I have to tell you that there is no one in the city of Rochester that has honored the Lancer more so than Sacre San. He has been a good friend of the old Lancers. He has shown by honoring the Lancer in different years, with different dinners and different plaques and stuff like this, that I have in my own office over there, adorning the walls of my office, and I'm just not trying to suck up to saying, because that's not my intention, but it's just to tell the truth the way it is, and I am so overwhelmed with the honor that's going to be bestowed upon the Lancers, those people that have been nominated to be inducted into the Hall of Fame next week, next Saturday.
This Saturday.
This coming Saturday. I'm overwhelmed. I really don't know what to say. And I'm very proud to be one of those people selected. I never expected. I'm humbled and honored at the same time. But I like to say publicly that not only from me, but from all those people who have been honored, and all the people that follow the Lancer, I'd like to thank Sam and his group for doing what they're doing, you know, to honor the people that were the pioneers of soccer in Rochester.
And speaking of pioneers of soccer, we have a special announcement we want to make. We didn't have it confirmed last week, but we have it confirmed now that, and I don't know when the last time this gentleman was in Rochester, Joe. You probably would know that, but it's been a pretty long time, I believe.
Well, he claims that he's been in and out of the United States. He's an American passport. He's a Brazilian by birth, but an American by choice.
That's correct. Okay? But he usually goes to New Jersey, though,
where his home was. And where his home is and was. So the reality, I think, that we've been negotiating with Carlos, and again, you know, what can you say?
We're not talking. By the way, we're talking about Claude Campos here. We're not talking about Carlos Mendoza.
But his name,
his real name is Carlos. Actually,
yeah, his name is Carlos. Okay.
So just like all Brazilians, they use a different name when they play soccer.
Do Nascimento.
Yes,
they all use Do Nascimento.
That's right.
Which means
that's Pelé's. That's Pelé's name.
Yeah. So anyway,
as well,
but he's we're going to have him over here.
He's coming from Rio de Janeiro to be here this Saturday. We're really looking forward to him. The man known as the Black Cat.
And we're going to have Branko Segura here, we're going to have Dan Popovich here, and this all due to Soccer Sam wanting to honor the people that that made soccer what it is in Rochester. And by the way, just picking up all the expense for those people, so kudos. And
that's right. And so that's, again, this Saturday night, 7 p.m. is the kickoff of the match between the Lancers and the Syracuse Silver Knights. They've already played this year. Syracuse won 16-15, and some little bad blood between the two teams. So it should be a very interesting match on Saturday. We're going to get the finalization of when the actual ceremony is going to be. We're actually going to meet with Sam after the show and get that all out. We'll get that all on our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosoccer, and also on the Lancers page, rochesterlancers.com.
But there is another guy, Andrew, that we should mention that's coming, and that's our partner in crime, you know, on the radio show, The Coward. So we're going to have The Coward, Campos, and all the other players.
Well, Dick Howard is coming. He's not being inducted. That may come in future years, but he is going to be accepting for Mike Stojanovic. He's his good friend who passed away, of course, last year. So
all
we're very happy to have Dick joining us and for the ceremony.
It's going to be a terrific night. You have to come to the Rochester Blue Cross Arena early.
Because the inductees will be there signing autographs. So if you've got old Lancer memorabilia programs, I've got programs from here to next week. So a lot of them with Segura and in there, and Pat Erkley, of course. And I have one with Claude Campos, so I have to get him to sign.
And Segura is bringing his 15-year-old son. Can you imagine that?
I know.
A 15-year-old son, so
it's about his name old, is Anthony. That's how old Branko was when he played for the Lancers.
He was 18,
that's right.
And we hope to have all the other inductees over there. The only person that I know that is not going to be there is Sal De Rosa, because he has some commitment in Florida. And Carlos Metidieri has got some health problem that I don't think he's able to come. It's still in the air, so we're just going to have to wait and see.
Right, but of course we'll be having people there to accept the awards. It should be a great evening, and we'll be looking for our first Lancers win, because this past Saturday the Lancers were outplayed by a veteran Missouri Comets team, and Leo Gibson in the back and Danny Waltman in goal just completely shut down the Lancers offense. The two individually brilliant goals, one by the newcomer Jeremy Ortiz, also a member of the National Futsal Team. He went coast to coast to score a goal, and then the absolutely brilliant goal from Maurizio Salas. Get on YouTube. It's out there. Bicycle kick that he set up himself. And actually, when he took that kick, I didn't think it went in. I thought it hit the post. But it actually hit the inside of the net and came right back out. It was just unbelievable. Definitely check that out. Well, it is a highlight. It should have been on ESPN Sports Center.
We'll talk a little bit more about the game and you know, in our next segment, because
we'll talk about it with Grady Renfro a little bit later on.
And there's a lot of things that we can say, because the game was exciting. There was 6,000 plus fans over there, and you know, the atmosphere in the Blue Cross Arena was tremendous. I just was overwhelmed. I mean, I'm so overwhelmed by and taken by the game, because at first I thought, you know, I remember, Andrew, that MISL when they had the big guns. But this has come just about the right time again.
That's right. And, of course, also there was Wayne Fuller, the voice of the Rochester Lancers. And Michael Lewis came up from New York City to see the match. And he's going to be coming up as much as he can for matches. And he's going to report on them at BigAppleSoccer.com, his website.
I'm precisely all the guys, you know, all the guys, Homero Perez, Chris Schiano, all the guys that really were prominent. And just for the disclosure, you know, Cristiano, he was Louis. Louis, the, you know, he was Louis in the old days.
Well, he was the Dragon.
He was the Dragon. So
he was called Dragon at the time, after Dragon Popovich, which we know that wasn't his favorite thing, but now this is Lancer Louis. I don't know who's inside the suit. Maybe Sam gets in there. Who knows?
No, I doubt it. Sam is too tall.
All right, we're going to take our first break here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll get all the latest international news, some interesting news out of CONCACAF we want to talk about, something Dick is very passionate about, of course. And we'll get all the latest news from over across the pond and everywhere in the world of soccer. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your Sports Leader FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is The Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at The Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Saturday, November 19th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location, calling the Lancers at 872-KICK, or go to rochesterlancers.com. Until this Saturday, season tickets are only $130, and gold season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsford, located in Northfield Commons. Number to call is 248-2650, but go down and see Tony. Wish him a happy birthday. He just celebrated his birthday this weekend. Wish him a happy birthday. All your Lancers gear, both from the old Lancers and the new, you can get at Top Notch Monogramming. Let's bring in our good friend Dick Howard. How you doing, Dick?
Good, and belated birthday greetings to Tony. 29 years of age, is that what it was?
We keep that quiet.
Tony, I won't reveal your age, but because I was not able to attend the event, the nice party that you had, and I miss all the good pasta that your mother made. So from me, from the bottom of my heart, including my friend Dick Howard, happy, happy birthday. Buon compleanno.
Well, Dick, I tell you, it's been a very interesting week in soccer, but we don't usually start with CONCACAF, but there were some incredible results that happened in World Cup qualifying, some historic results, and I know I'm sure you're very happy to see the smaller teams, the smaller countries. Antigua, a team that we saw right here in Rochester, the Barracuda FC, most of those players make up the Antiguan national team. They made it to the next round, as did Guyana, who had knocked out Trinidad and Tobago, a huge upset there. So, and of course, Canada. Maybe we can't forget that Canada. Yeah. Obviously, was well in control of their destiny. They play at tomorrow night at BMO Field against St. Kitts and Nevis. But Dick, it's been a tremendous second round of qualifying.
It's great, you know, Andrew, when you get that situation happening with Guyana, ironically coached by a Trini. Jamal Shabazz, you know, who's worked in Trinidad and Tobago and is from Trinidad and Tobago, coaching Guyana and eliminating the Soccer Warriors from any more contention in World Cup qualifying. And, you know, they've got a German coach, as you know, Otto Fiest, a very experienced German coach, so that won't go down too well. And then, as you rightly mentioned, what a great endorsement for the Barracudas. You know, they kept together, they played in the league, and now Antigua and Barbuda, they beat Haiti, who, like the Soccer Warriors, they've had their share of time on the world stage in 1974. And, of course, Canada squeaked through. Not a very convincing performance, I might add. But they got the job done and came out with a scoreless tie in Basseterre against St. Kitts and Nevis and host them tomorrow night. So it'll give a chance for Stephen Hart to try out some of the other players. But it was not a good performance, and certainly the team has to raise its game if it wants to continue in the competition.
Dick, at the risk of sounding stupid, you know, Andrew and I were talking about before, and I thought they said Ghana. And then he corrected me and says, no, Guyana. What is a Guyana?
Guyana.
Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to Ghana, you know, which I was in Ghana, of course, in March of this year, but Guyana is the country. It's on the northern coast of South America, actually, but it's a member of the Caribbean Football Union.
Which is very interesting. So I'm sure they're very happy about that, not having to play against the Brazils and Argentinas of the world. But some interest in the next round of qualifying, which is going to be starting up in June, I believe. Yes, it is. Has four groups. Top two teams in each group go to the final group. Group A is the United States, Jamaica, Guatemala, and Antigua. That's a very interesting group, to say the least. And I think outside the U.S., I think any of those three teams could get to the next round. It's really
Guatemala is a good team.
Yes, they're very good. Of course, Carlos Ruiz is a proud member of Guatemala. And of course, we know about the Reggae Boys.
Exactly.
It's going to be a fun group, Dick.
Yeah, I think it, as you say, going to be a three-horse race, and certainly Jamaica, the Reggae Boys, on their day can beat any team, I think, in CONCACAF, and if they can get some consistency, and that'll be good. And of course, the U.S. has always the expectation that they will make the final round of six, but you know, haven't been too convincing, but they've had some tough opponents, and I know they that was the case certainly when they played France at the weekend.
Well, certainly it's Group B will be heavily favored, will be Costa Rica and Mexico. Out of Group B, El Salvador may pose some problems, and the Guyana, I think, will be the minnow of that group. But Group C, really, the group with Canada, Cuba, Honduras, and Panama, again, that's, I think, a wide-open group.
Yeah, very, very tough games. Canada, of course, when we made it to the World Cup finals in 1986, our final game was against Honduras, and we won that game in St. John's, Newfoundland, and got through to Mexico in 1986. So we always have very good competitive games against Honduras. And you look at the other Cuba contention, and Panama, the game in Panama last decade is immensely, and we've seen that both for club and country. They're not going to be easy either, so it's going to be a very competitive group. As you rightly mentioned, and possibly the group of death.
Well, Dick, switching a little bit to, you know, to the international scene, the, you know, the friendlies and the games have been played for the qualifying to the World Cup. France and the United States, what was your opinion? The United States really didn't look that great, and Klinsmann, you know, he's been playing so many German descent players, American German or German American players. There's a lot of people.
Well, I think, you know, if you look at France, they're on a good run at the moment. I think Laurent Blanc has got them back on schedule. They went through a difficult period, and he's sort of brought some stability to the team, and a very strong team that they put out when you look at the likes of Ribéry and company. U.S. always going to be, I think, well organized at the back. Always going to be a key factor. And then it's just a matter, and what these games are for is for a Klinsmann to try out various permutations. The key thing, of course, is in this next round of qualifying for the World Cup. Obviously, you'd like to win all the games, but you're picking opponents and giving experience to new players, and you've got to do that at this stage of the game. And if you can pick up wins, that's a bonus. But he's looking to, you know, World Cup qualifying, that's where he's going to be judged, whether he gets the team through to Brazil in 2014.
Absolutely. And talk about, Dick, in the European season, we had the friendlies going on. The U.S. will play Slovenia tomorrow at 12 noon on ESPN2. Very mouth-watering tie with Germany against Holland at 2:30. That'll be at ESPN Classic. But tomorrow, the four final European Euro 2012 teams will be decided, and I think it's pretty much done at this point from the first leg. Ireland took care of Estonia without any trouble at all, 4-0. Croatia beat Turkey Turkey, 3-0. Absolutely, and then Czech Republic got a late goal, which gave them a 2-0 win over Montenegro, which will help them. And I think Bosnia, they needed a win against Portugal at home, and they only drew 0-0. I think the Portuguese should be heavy favorites to pick up a win in that match in Lisbon tomorrow. So I think it's going to be Croatia, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Ireland going into the as the final four teams.
Yeah, I think the last two games that you mentioned, if Montenegro can get an early goal, could make for a very interesting contest against the Czech Republic. And Portugal, you know, they, Cristiano Ronaldo and company, weren't really firing on all eight cylinders in their game, and they've got to improve. But Bosnia-Herzegovina, don't count them out, because they, as I say, have got some experienced players. And Portugal, at times, can be very frustrating. You know, they look good, but that final thrust, and it's a similar situation, I think, to Spain in the game against England. You know, they look so good, so much possession, but didn't have that killer pass and the finishing, and as a result lost to England 1-0. So
yeah, I heard that they were trying to get Messi a Spanish passport for that match.
It's a good point. If he'd been on the end, I think that you might have seen a couple of goals, but it was not to be.
But I got to give kudos to my man who was the captain of England on Saturday, Chelsea's Frank Lampard, scoring the match-winning goal. And I feel so good for Frank. He's a class act, and he really is showing that he has still got it in his 30s.
Yeah, well, he makes these great runs into the penalty area. I think of Brian Robson when he was at his prime. The same kind of thing. He gets into from these midfield areas, and he's always just picking up the pieces. And as I say, the ball came off the post, and he was right there and was first to the ball and put it in the back of the net. But, you know, it was a disappointing goal to concede, you know, at that level. The foul shouldn't have been committed. You had a 2v1 situation with the two Spanish players and the one Englishman. They gave away the free kick at the flank. They defended too deep, and as a result, you know, suffered the consequences. If you whip the ball into the goal, it's very difficult for the keeper to deal with, because he's looking through so many players. And at that level, but anyway, England took advantage of it, and it was a good morale booster, that 1-0 win.
Well, of course, we can, you know, we have to talk a little bit about Mike, my Italian team, and you know, Italy is in a disaster with the political thing, but the national team, with Mario Balotelli coming of age, did a good job with him and Pazzini. They scored, you know, he scored first, and then Pazzini scored, and Balotelli was the assist guy. So it looks like he's maturing, and who knows what's going to happen with him.
Well, he's a frustrating player, I think, Joe Balotelli, because he can be brilliant and then sort of quite the opposite. But he was outstanding. You know, the Super Mario stories, I think, were quite true with the goal and the assist. But it's not going to be an easy game against La Celeste. You know, Uruguay, the Copa America champions, unfortunately missing Luis Suarez, is out apparently, as is Diego. So they'll leave it up to a player I really like, Edinson Cavani, the Napoli player, to be their firepower. But that's going to be a good game, and I really like the class of Cesare Prandelli when he was talking about Oscar Washington Tabarez, and giving him kudos for the work that he's done in coaching the Uruguayan team. I thought that was a little bit of class there on the part of the Italian coaches.
Well, Dick, one more question before we'll let you go.
Well, it's not my question that I'm going to ask.
No, Beckham, $32 million contract is going to expire this at the end of the season. And we talked about last week that you thought that he's going to go to France. Are you still think the same thing?
Well, if he's going to go anywhere, I think he'll go to Paris Saint-Germain. You know, and the one thing, as I mentioned, whether England and all the other countries will get this Great Britain team in the Olympics, who knows? But he would love to play, I know, in the Olympics. But he's got to get the job done this Sunday, of course. A little bit of pressure on the Galaxy, obviously on home field, big advantage. I don't think they've lost there, Andrew, have they, this season?
They've not lost this season.
Very strong against a team that has beaten them this year. So, and a well-coached, two well-coached teams. I'm looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a little bit closer than people imagine.
Well, LA had a huge disappointment end of last week. Chad Barrett, former Toronto FC player, suffered a dislocated ankle in practice on a fluke injury, so he's not going to be playing on Sunday. So that definitely will hurt. But with Mike McGee and Beckham and Landon Donovan in form, I just can't see LA losing the most important game of the season.
Odds would be very good, yeah.
But speaking of LA, we got one last thing to mention: the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals. So I am hoping to the gods that Bex will say, you know what, I'm going to stay in Los Angeles and I'm going to try to win the Champions League and get to the World Club Championship, because the quarterfinals will be Toronto FC and the LA Galaxy. So maybe I'll finally get the chance to see Beckham play live, which I've not yet had the chance to do.
They're looking at March, of course, so now Toronto FC investigating the possibility of playing the game in the Rogers Centre and putting grass down for that game. As Montreal, they play the Santos Laguna, the Mexican team, and drew, I think it was about 55,000 to the Montreal. So that's the decision that Toronto FC has to make, because in March, as you well know, you can see a little bit of that white stuff on the ground here in Toronto.
Yeah. Well, I think
what it mentioned.
I think if they market that match correctly, you could certainly get a huge crowd, because this is Toronto's chance to make a mark in the region, and it's the first chance they've had to do it, making the quarterfinals. So this is a big game for the Reds. They really have a chance
to do something here.
It
helped offset, you know, a very disappointing season, but I know that they're all looking forward to the games in March. Of course, they'll have to start preseason a little bit earlier because of that, but I'm delighted that they're doing that, and they could create some upsets, you know, because I know that they're not going to be quiet in what they're going to be doing off, in the off-season. There's going to be some quite a few new faces, I think, for Toronto FC when we get around to the 2012 season.
That's correct. And then the way the draw worked out, the three MLS teams are all on one side of the bracket along with Santos. So the other side is Monterrey, Morelia, Pumas, and Metapan. So you got a 3 out of 4 chance of having an MLS team in the championship series. So I'm sure there was no chicanery about that, of course.
No chicanery.
Of course not. No. Yeah, they got Sofia Loren to pull the balls out, right? That's a joke from the 1990 World Cup, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, there was supposedly collusion that they froze the United States ball to make sure that they played against Italy.
We're not going to make
World
any
Cup.
Jokes about that.
No, we're not talking.
Well, Dick, we're really looking forward to seeing you this weekend on Saturday at the Lancers Wall of Fame ceremony. So have a safe trip, and we'll see you then.
I look forward to it, guys. Take care.
See you soon.
Bye-bye, Dick. Bye-bye. Dick Howard out here on Soccer is the King of the Grass. You have a chance to meet Dick Howard this Saturday as the Lancers host the Syracuse Silver Knights. 7 p.m. kickoff. Before the match, there'll be autograph sessions with the Lancers Wall of Fame inductees and the special guests. So definitely go there. It's going to be great. And you get to see me in a suit, too.
Oh,
I'm going to be the MC, and I'm very proud. I've already got all my script written up and got some nice things to say about these.
I hope it's not too long. I said.
We'll find out. Coming up next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, we'll go to the outdoor game and speak with Rhinos coach Jesse Myers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, folk, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and News Power 1040. WYSL.
Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Saturday, November 19th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location, calling the Lancers at 872-KICK, or go to rochesterlancers.com. Until this Saturday, season tickets are only $130, and gold season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Coming up in our last segment tonight, we'll be hearing from Rochester Lancers Grady Renfro, and a lot of things to talk to him about, certainly with his soccer career and also Penn State and his surviving cancer. But right now, we have the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos joining us. Yes, we still cover the Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass in the off season. Jesse Myers joins us. Jesse's appearance brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. Get your 2012 season tickets. You can call 454-KICK, a perfect Christmas gift for the soccer fan on your Christmas list. Jesse, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, welcome to Rochester, back in Rochester.
Thank you, Joe.
You came in today. So, tell us a little bit what you've been doing. And through the grapevine, I heard that you're going to tell us something that you've been doing that pertain to play the signing and preparing for the 2012 season.
Yeah, well, been working very hard with agents right now and trying to get some players signed up for the next year. I think that the six or seven guys that we had when I got here was a good start, but come January when the combines come around, that I felt like we needed to have a few more players under contract. So we've been scouting quite extensively in the colleges, and for right now, just looking at, and we've pulled in a few free agents and re-signed some of our own guys over the last couple of weeks. So that's what we've been doing.
Well, can you tell us of any the position that you're trying to fill? I know you're not going to give us name, but I heard that you signed some 2-3 players.
Yeah, right now we've signed, I will tell you, Tyler Roseland will be back. That was just happened yesterday, so I'll give you that news. And then we have three players that played in the league last year I thought were very good players. We've taken care of our left side for the most part, which I thought was one of the major needs for us, with a couple of players. We added a striker to the mix, and like I said, we've just been speaking to agents left and right over the last month, and just trying to get names. It's a little early, and a lot of guys won't sign because they want to look at all their options. So I think right now we've got about 13 guys, and we'll have 13 guys signed, and those names will be coming out here momentarily in the next couple of days.
Jesse, you know, one of the things that Andrew and I have been trying to promote for the Rhinos is, you know, that, you know, when you Christmas is here and people spend their money to buy gifts. So I think that by publicizing some of the signee that you guys may have, it will enhance people to buy their season tickets as a gift. So I think it's pretty imperative that you guys going to do something to, you know, to have the people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy that because these guys are good players or whatever.
No, I agree, especially, you know, I'm sure Pat would be very excited about that. But right now I'm just focused on getting some of these guys in and building a strong nucleus and trying to get them here for a couple of years. All the guys will be under contract for at least two, some of them three more years. So, like I said, another major objective of ours was to get guys here for more than just a year and see if we could build on that. So, you know, so they're familiar with the, you know, with the fans, and the fans are familiar with them, and, you know, they become household names.
Jesse, by the way, everyone listening to Jesse Myers here, the coach of the Rochester Rhinos. Jesse, these 2 to 3 year contracts you're talking about, is there an out provision if the player wants to go to MLS, or
yeah,
are they going to be?
Yeah, we will always negotiate with the MLS and give the players that opportunity. You know, we won't let them go just for the heck of it, but we'll certainly, you know, make sure that everybody is taken care of in those situations.
Jesse, you know that you know the reputation of Rochester. You know the fans that come and watch the game. They put in knowledgeable people the game, and they understand the game. And in one of the things that that I want to ask you, I mean, just I don't know. Maybe I hope that I put it in the right manner, but you know, people know the difference between a college kid and a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what is your thought about that? I mean, how would you answer the question that somebody told me, well, you know, the Rhinos last year were just a good college team kid. How would you answer that?
Here's how I'd answer that. A couple of things. I think you need a mixture of all types of players. You need young college guys. You need experienced guys. Now, I thought Bob did a great job of retooling this group and bringing in young guys. And, again, we have a nucleus of young guys. Now, one of the players I have now has had some, one of the guys we'll bring in has had some youth national team time. He's been a little bit in the MLS, you know, and he's been in our league for, you know, quite a few years. So he'll give us some experience. The striker we brought in is an American college kid, but he's a kid from overseas who has U.S. citizenship now and has played a short time in Portugal. So all these experiences are important, we understand. And we still have quite a few more guys to, you know, to pull in. And I would imagine one or two of those guys will have a little bit more experience than, you know, even what the guys we brought in, you know, over the last month will have.
You know, Jesse, there's a guy out in L.A. you might be interested in looking at. His name is Beckham. He's a free agent.
Andrew will love that.
David Beckham,
we can
sure.
Dream.
I would hope, but I'm not gonna work very hard on that one.
go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I ask another thing about the league itself. Have you heard any updates, any news about changes to the league next year? Obviously, we were just talking about Antigua, what a tremendous result they had winning and going to the next round of World Cup qualifying. Most of those guys play with Barracuda. So
yeah.
Is any other teams maybe from the Caribbean or any other teams in the U.S., maybe some changes in the league next year team-wise that you've heard of?
There has not been. The only team that won't be with us will be New York. Everybody else will be back with
really?
Us. And I'm sure that there will be, you know, I'm sure that there will be some other teams that are lurking around. You know, you hear rumors, but USL won't substantiate any of that.
So FC New York is definitely, are they gone for good, or are they just taking a hiatus?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what their intentions are. We're just being told right now that they're probably not going to be in the league, and we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to look at that moving forward. But again, you know, as Puerto Rico's left early during the year last year, I think the USL is doing a much better job at making sure that that doesn't happen again. And I'm sure up until you know, early January, if somebody comes in with a franchise that, you know, has the backing, that they would probably look into that. We have not finished scheduling yet, so, and I think that's all something that we're working on now.
Well, Jesse, we appreciate you coming on. We'll certainly be looking for those announcements about new Rhino signings, and we'll definitely report them here on the show.
You don't want to give us the name, no?
I tell you what, you'll have them very soon, I promise, Joe.
Okay.
But Jesse, thank you very much for being on the show. Welcome back to Rochester. I guess you brought the thunderstorms with you, but the claps of thunder and lightning. But thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Jesse Myers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos. When we come back, we will be joined by one of the top players for the Rochester Lancers, and we'll talk about the match coming up this Saturday night against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Grady Renfro, U.S. Futsal International, next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Saturday, November 19th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location, calling the Lancers at 872-KICK, or go to rochesterlancers.com. Until this Saturday, season tickets are only $130, and gold season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight, broadcasting live from the Italian American Sport Club, the birthplace of soccer in Rochester. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Siriani. And Joe, we're talking about the Lancers. We're watching over and over again this unbelievable goal from Salas. Maurizio Salas, and who was standing right next to him as he shot that ball right behind him. So we saw the whole thing. Is our next guest from the Rochester Lancers, Grady Renfro. And Grady's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Number to call, 872-KICK for tickets. Next match is Saturday at 7 p.m. against Syracuse, the Lancers Wall of Fame ceremony induction, and it's going to be a tremendous event. Grady, thanks for being with us.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing very well. That goal, we're still talking about that goal Maurizio scored, and you had the perfect vantage point. You were literally right in front of him when he shot that ball. So what did you think when he did that incredible bicycle kick?
I actually didn't even see him jump to kick it. As soon as he got the ball from off his foot, I sort of lifted it to himself. I started looking at the goalie, and then by the time I looked back, he was already flopping on the ground after he had hit it. And I just heard everyone going crazy.
Unbelievable goal.
Yeah, it was
Grady,
great.
This
it was great.
Joe Siriani, I just I just want you to give me your impression of the game overall, and in particular, what did you think of the goalie, the opposing goalie, because he made some tremendous saves, and we were unlucky in many ways because we hit the post, we hit all over the place, but the ball never wanted to go in.
Yeah, I know Danny Waltman personally from the football team, and he's a great shot stopper for sure. He's got a lot of experience in the league, so you can tell that shines through in games like that.
Hey, we're with Grady Renfro from the Rochester Lancers. And Grady, you mentioned about the futsal team. One of our newest Lancers, the newest Lancers signing, Jeremy Ortiz, is another member of the U.S. National Futsal Team. And for people who don't understand the difference between the two games, can you give us a little bit of a description of futsal? And for a player like yourself who's played both games, how do you adjust between futsal and MISL-style indoor soccer?
Sure. Well, futsal is sort of like the international indoor soccer. The rules are very similar to outdoor, where they have out of bounds and things like that. But there are a total of 5 players on the field rather than 6. So you have 4 field players and a goalkeeper. And the ball is completely different. It doesn't really bounce. It kind of stays on the ground, and you play on like a little bit of a hard surface, kind of like a basketball court. So those are the real differences between the games. But this game, MISL is fast-paced, lots of contact, and in futsal you can't really do that. So it's a lot of technique, but definitely getting the ball at my feet, I feel comfortable because using the futsal ball, kind of forces you to keep the ball on the ground and keep it with your feet.
One of the things that I noticed, in Grady, it's that for some reason we didn't take many shots on goal from us, let's say, aside the circle, and because we try to go almost into the goal by passing the ball back and forth. Is it something that you guys strategize, or is it just something that you guys didn't follow as a game plan?
Well, there certainly is a little bit of a flow to the indoor game, and I think right now, since we're sort of a new team, we don't know everyone's tendencies right now, and so that's kind of a result of us not knowing where to be at the right time so we can get, you know, outside shots. And so it's sort of a result of us just trying to force it down into the goal. So, you know, with a few more games and a few more weeks of practice, you'll see, definitely start to see more shots, for sure. And I agree. I think we need to shoot more.
Yeah, what I saw in the game is that we have many opportunities, you know, to shoot on goal, and for some reason we just sort of hesitate and pass the ball to the other players, and before you know, the defense was terrific. I mean, the goalkeeper was terrific on the opposition, and you know, they capitalized on some defense mistakes, you know, and they scored some goals that you know, maybe the goalkeeper should have had at least one or two, you know.
Right.
So I think it's a learning situation, it's a growing pain kind of thing. But from a fan point of view, you know, I thought that you guys were trying a lot and could have had better results that you guys had shot.
Yeah, sure. No, I agree. You know, in this game at least, you know, you can kind of create half chances, and half chances can turn into goals, you know, a lot of the time just by sort of, you know, taking that shot or maybe following in on a shot. So, yeah, I agree. We totally need to pressure their goalkeepers a lot more.
Tell us a little bit about you. Who are you?
I think we lost Grady. I think we lost him. I think the storm might have got him. But
well, Andrew, you know, just I hope he calls back because
well, we were running out of time. But
Penn State and
right. But I know that's been tough, but I know one thing, though. The Lancers are going to have a tough time with Syracuse. They're going to have to play their best because, for those of you who did not know, Syracuse is 3-0. They've beaten the Lancers, they beat Norfolk, and then they went into Baltimore and beat the Baltimore Blast, one of the best teams in MISL history. They led the match 14-0 before they ended up winning 18-7. So this is a good, solid team, and the Lancers have come the closest to beating them.
And they shoot from what we saw when we went to Syracuse, they completely support what we're just talking about.
Okay, we have Grady back with us quickly. Grady, one last question.
Sure.
This Saturday, obviously, you guys face Syracuse, and the Silver Knights won two games over the weekend, including in Baltimore. So, obviously, I know you guys are going to be ready. You've seen him before. What do you think you have to do to win on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a huge result for them, so we're going to kind of have to stop their momentum. And we know from playing them before that they're a fast-paced team, and they like to move the ball really quickly and get up and down the court. So, you know, hopefully we can keep some possession and then, again, just get shots off like we said before.
Well, Grady, we really appreciate you being on the show. Wish we had more time. We'll have to definitely get you on again in the future to talk more about you personally. But we have a great story. Visit us up on our website, on our Facebook page at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. We have the link to the YouTube video that was done about you and your struggles with cancer. But we'll save that for another day.
I'm going to talk to your Penn State.
But that'll be later. Grady, we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. Grady Renfro here from the Rochester Lancers on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. I want to thank Grady, Eric Trendle, and Rich Randall from the Lancers, and Jesse Myers and Pat Erkely from the Rochester Rhinos. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday night at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick of the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 at WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com. Since we're Italian, Joe, say in Italian. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.